you now a live two-hour program that will be repeated around the clock. So this is the hour one nugget, and if you're clock watching, it's 24 minutes after one. We're looking at 1 Peter, and we're looking at chapter 3, and from verse 9, we're looking at verse 9 today, and it says this: Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. Don't repay evil for evil. In other words, stop looking for retribution. Stop looking intently to get even with someone. When someone has done something to you, it seems to me, I don't know why this is, a natural instinct. This is the instinct of the world to get even with someone when they've done something to you. If you watch movies, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of movies out there. And each one of these is all about retribution, getting back to someone who's done something to you. Killing. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, says the Holy Scripture. But that is in the Old Testament. And Jesus makes reference to that. And He says, don't be like that. Don't be like those people that say an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Jesus puts it this way. He says, turn the other cheek. Now that was incredibly revolutionary. Revolutionary? What sort of word is that? That was a revolution in those days. That was so radical for Jesus to say those words. Turn the other cheek. Someone slaps you on one side of the face, turn around and offer the other. And Peter is saying it here. He's saying, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. So in other words, you're driving along in the car and someone cuts you up and they make a gesture to you. Don't stick your hand out the window and do the same thing, which I often do, beloved. I have to put my hand up and say, I do that myself. We are not supposed to do that. As Christians, as born-again Christians, we are to take a different approach. When someone insults us, we smother them in blessings. I remember some many years ago now reading the book The Cross and the Switchblade by David Wilkerson, and I had the honor of meeting the producer of the movie. And you know the amazing thing about that whole situation? When David Wilkerson went into the gangs of New York, and there he was, standing in front of Nicky Cruz, who was then the president of the Mau Mau's gang, one of the most feared gangs in the whole of New York. And David Wilkerson looked at him and just basically said, put down your knife, Nicky. And Nicky Cruz said to him, if you come any closer to me, I am going to cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkerson's reply to that, his response was simply this: you can cut me into 1,000 pieces, and each one of those 1,000 pieces, Nicky, will cry out, I love you. That very act on its own turned Nicky Cruz from being a murdering, killing thug in the gangs of New York into one of the greatest evangelists we have in this country, certainly an evangelist that is working with the youth at one particular place in Los Angeles, I believe it was. Nicky preached to thousands and thousands of youngsters, and 10,000 of them gave their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ because of what Nicky was saying. And that started with David Wilkerson saying those words of blessing to Nicky Cruz in the 60s. That is Peter's words lived out, beloved. That is Peter's words lived out for you and for me. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. And then Peter goes on to say, that is what God has called you to do, and he will bless you for it. As I'm bringing you this word, beloved, I want you to think of those times in your life and just ask the Lord to remind you. Father, when was it last time? When was the last time that I actually insulted somebody because they insulted me? When was the last time that I sought retribution? When was the last time, Father, I was feeling like that? Because, beloved, if you and I are going to get closer and closer and closer to Almighty God, these are the things we have to do. If you look in the previous verse, and I went through that in great detail, I bought you four parts on that. Sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters, be tender-hearted and keep a humble attitude. Well, let me tell you, this just reiterates that. If you are loving someone, why would you seek retribution? But we still do. Even those we love, even those that are close to us, our brothers, our real brothers and sisters, our mum, our dad, our wife, our husband, those that are really close to us, do something that hurts us. And so all we try to do is to hurt them. I was watching a TV program last night, only last night, I was watching this program about a woman whose husband had left her, and she was so hurt by it, all she wanted to do was to get retribution. She sought everything she possibly could until one day she thought she'd got the retribution she wanted. But actually, she didn't. If you talk to someone who has sought revenge, and they have actually gained revenge from it, their lives haven't changed at all. They don't feel any more satisfied. And I'm talking about people who don't even know the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we seek revenge and we get revenge, we don't feel satisfaction from it at all. And God says this to us very clearly today. Vengeance is mine. So if someone has hurt you in that respect and you feel you want vengeance, I believe the best thing you can do is to take it to God and say, Father, I can't deal with this. This is up to you. You do with this person just as you please. But Lord, I bless them. I bought you an interview some while ago from Ron and Vi, whose son had been killed on the streets. And Ron immediately forgave them. That was his immediate response. It took Vi, his wife, about a year to get to that point. But Ron managed to forgive immediately. And he really did forgive. From the depth of his soul, he was not seeking revenge. And I believe because of that, he eventually met those killers. I believe because of that, I believe this, that their lives were changed. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I bring you our revenge, Lord. Any time we need to seek revenge, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would release us from that, Almighty God. And we give you all the glory and the power due your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. It's Noel Richards now, and when we turn our hearts, you listen to this.